Eventually, though, I did get a therapist that worked out a little bit better. She was good, not a great fit, though. I could tell she wasn't a good fit because one day we were talking and I said, you know, sometimes I think I just want to drop everything, just drink myself to death, you know? Because I tried to drink myself to death when I was in my 20s, but I just couldn't afford it. But I think I have the cash now. You know, just drop out everything, drink, coast. And then she said, do you think you've earned the right to coast? And I said, earned? I've earned anything. And then she said, ooh! So it was a bad fit. I have a new therapist now, though, who I like a lot better. He's a little bit unorthodox, though. He had me do this thing. He had me do this thing where he had me stand up, close my eyes. He told me to clear my mind of all thoughts as best I could. And then he pushed me over another therapist who'd snuck up behind me while I wasn't paying attention. Unorthodox. Worst part, two copays. My friend Katie started seeing a therapist recently, and she was having panic attacks, and she said that her therapist helped calm her down by telling her, a panic attack can only last for 20 minutes. And I said, that's not true. I have had panic attacks that have lasted way longer than that. But then I talked to my therapist, and it turns out she was right. Physiologically, panic attacks can only last 20 minutes. What I've been having are anxiety attacks. Panic attacks can only last 20 minutes, whereas anxiety attacks can last your whole life.